Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2421, The Three Real Reasons Why People Succeed, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own host and narrator. Welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs out there, with permission from the websites, of course, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now let's keep this intro nice and short and get right to today's post as we optimize your life. The Three Real Reasons Why People Succeed, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We featured some pretty incredible success stories on Nerd Fitness, like Joe dropping 130 pounds in 10 months, or Saint going from 60 pounds overweight to less than 10% body fat, or Stacy becoming a powerlifting superhero, or Steven dropping 40 pounds in time for his wedding, and Veronica losing 40 pounds in 4 months. There are a few constants running through each and every success story. Sure, they all worked on cleaning up their diet and they all followed through with a strength training routine, but neither of those things were the most important reasons why they found success. I've been running Nerd Fitness for years now, and I've come to understand why certain people are successful and why others can't seem to make things happen. Those that find success possess a few intangibles that can be learned over time and are definitely required for long-term awesomeness, something we all strive for. Here are the three biggest reasons why Nerd Fitness rebels succeed where others fail. 1. Consistent persistence. Everybody gets healthy in their own way. We all start out as level 1.0 versions of ourselves, and it takes us a considerable amount of time to get to a point where we've leveled up our lives. I can generally tell within a few lines of an email from a new Nerd Fitness reader who's going to succeed and who's going to struggle. Those that will struggle start by asking, how long is this going to take? Or, if I do this for a month, how much weight will I lose? They're interested in the results, but have no interest in the process. They get bogged down in the minutia of exactly how many calories they should eat, the exact amount of protein required, and freak out about the exact number of sets and reps. They spend all day reading hundreds of health websites while taking the advice of none of them. They're collecting underpants gnomes. They get quickly frustrated after non-earth-shattering progress in a few weeks, so they jump from diet fad to diet fad, from one revolutionary workout plan bandwagon to the next. They consistently pick flash and style over persistence and consistency. Those that will succeed start by doing the following. Hey Steve, I've been following the blank plan for 4 months, and here's my progress. These rebels understand how just getting started is the best step taken. So they pick a plan, stick with it for months on end, and make adjustments along the way. They don't send premature emails with sweeping declarations about how successful they will be 4 months later. They just freaking do it. Consistently improving for months and months, and then email me after the fact to share their story. Joe, one of our most dramatic Nerd Fitness transformations ever, followed through with a plan for 10 months to get his results. He actually didn't email me until 4 months after he had stuck with a plan. For Stacy, it took a good 18 months of progress before she transformed into the powerlifting superhero that she is today. Successful rebels understand that they are not on a crash diet, and they're not following some 6-week get-fit-quick plan. They're making concerted, calculated, and consistent changes over a long period of time that will become part of their new lives. 2. Steps backwards are still steps forward. Failure is not a bad thing. Failure can be one of the greatest things to ever happen to you, if you learn from it and move forward. Here's a common scenario among those who struggle to find success. After a diet misstep a few weeks in, they get depressed, give up on themselves, and go back to their old habits because it's hopeless. Eventually, they work up the motivation to make another effort to get healthy, but they make the same mistakes as last time. Not surprisingly, when it doesn't work again, they get even more depressed and fall into an even deeper funk. Those who are successful look at each and every failure as a step forward. Each time they fall off the get healthy wagon, they don't sit down and make the assumption that it's impossible. Instead, they get over it, and they see that failure is one less method they need to try to get healthy the next time. They understand that doing the same thing repeatedly and expecting different results feels a bit like insanity, so when they fail at one particular method or strategy, they immediately get back on the horse and try another one. Saint struggled to reach his level of quote-unquote healthy. Over the course of 2 years, he continually failed to transform, mostly by trying the same methods repeatedly. Now, rather than giving up and calling it hopeless, he took that opportunity to analyze why he was failing. Counting calories and spending every evening doing more cardio didn't work for him, so he shifted course and tried strength training and eating a little bit cleaner. Success. And 3, they put on their hard hats. Getting healthy is a long and epic journey, my friend. Like Frodo walking to Mordor, it's going to be a bumpy ride. It really comes down to who is properly equipped and mentally prepared to complete the work required to make things happen. Those that fail give up at the slightest sign of resistance. They willingly accept that things got busy, or I had a bad day, or I don't have time, and then they complain that they can't seem to get healthy. They get overly excited when the scale reads lower than expected, and then they become inconsolable when the scale moves up a single pound the next week. Those that succeed, they put on their hard hats and go to work. No complaints, no excuses, no feeling sorry for themselves, just progress. They understand there will be good days and bad, busy days and slow days, days filled with awesomeness and days filled with sadness. They don't allow themselves to ride the roller coaster of emotion. They just shut up and do work. When Veronica emailed me to tell me about her progress, it was to tell me that she had been diligent about her workouts and eating for 4 months. Same thing happened with Tony. He emailed me to tell me that he had made tremendous progress by being consistent and steadfast with his resolve to live a better life. Hard hats go on, clocks get punched, and work gets done. Why will you succeed? Remember this rule of the rebellion. We don't care where you came from, only where you're going. I want to know what makes this new version of you different from the old version of you. Why are you going to succeed now when you have failed in the past? Life is good. You woke up today, right? Good. Build on that. You just listened to the post titled, The 3 Real Reasons Why People Succeed by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? you need Indeed.
Why take one vacation with the family when you could take all of them? With Royal Caribbean, you don't just go to the beach. You visit a private island and race down the tallest water slide in North America. You don't just go for a road trip. You ATV and zip line through the jungle. You don't just go somewhere new. You rappel down waterfalls and discover ancient temples. Because this isn't just any vacation. This is all the vacations. Come seek the Royal Caribbean. Ships Registry, Bahamas.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. My patients would often tell me, Dr. Neil, it's so much easier for you to stay healthy and eat well and stay active. You're younger than me. You have more time. You're already healthy to begin with. Fill in whatever reason you can think of here, and I've probably heard it. First, it's pretty judgmental to assume these things of me, but I understand where these folks are coming from. I have rebuttals to each of those arguments, of course, but I'll share a personal story that relates to something Steve mentioned in today's article. Steve said that among those that succeed, they put on their hard hats and go to work. No complaints, no excuses, no feeling sorry for themselves, and so on. And I'll be honest, in my case, at times, I do complain, and I have been known to feel sorry for myself. For example, there have been some days where I'm upset with myself because I couldn't row or run fast enough or lift as heavy as I thought I could, and I will wallow in my poor performance. On the drive back home from my gym, I'll be thinking about my poor performance the whole time. But here's where I might be different. I don't dwell on it for much longer than that. I let myself get frustrated, but then recommit to doing better the next time. I don't let it derail me. Instead, I remember how lucky I am to be able to move my body in these ways. Just as Steve said, life is good. You woke up today, right? Build on that. And that's, personally, what I build on too. All right, that'll do it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber or follower of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.